There's a stoush over whether some residents of Sydney's Opal Tower should be able to return to the building this weekend. The high rise has been evacuated twice since Christmas Eve when cracks appeared on two floors of the new development. Now, the builder has declared some apartments safe, but the New South Wales government has yet to release its own engineering report. And the Strata Council is urging residents not to return until all assessments are complete. George Roberts reports.
Esan Jahanandish and his wife rent an apartment on the 25th floor of Opal Tower at Sydney's Olympic Park.
The major cracks are on level 10, and I think they have found some concerns in the concrete on level 4 as well, which then they tried to reinforce from, I presume, from level 1 up to level 10.
They've had to evacuate twice since before Christmas. He says it's frustrating that they still don't know when they can move back in.
For us and for those people who are heavily affected, we don't have any dates yet. They just tell us that it might be 1 week for us and 4 to 6 weeks for people who are heavily affected.
While word came through yesterday that some people could return to their apartments, Mr. Jahanandish says the building's strata council is urging people to ignore that advice.
They want a written statement from all the engineers. So they want written statement from the WSP, which is the builder's engineer, and from the independent engineer that builder hired as well. And they also want statement from their own engineers, Cardinal, and also from the government-appointed engineers.
The state government commissioned Mark Hoffman, a professor of engineering at the University of New South Wales, and Professor John Carter from the University of Newcastle to conduct an independent assessment. In a joint statement, the two experts say,
"We said a week ago that our early assessment showed no evidence of any issues with the foundations of the building, and our interim report will continue to support the view that the building is structurally sound. Our report will remain interim, as we are still gathering data to inform our assessment of the design and construction issues, as well as the scope of the proposed rectification work required beyond that, which is currently underway."
The New South Wales Minister for Planning, Anthony Roberts, received that report last night, but it's not expected to be released for days to come. The State Opposition's housing spokeswoman is Tanya Mihailuk.
Well, it's not good enough. Every day that there's a delay in the outcome of that report potentially could cost people millions of dollars here. I can understand the residents, and I understand they're already meeting together. They are very distressed. They are really concerned, and they have the right, and they're well in their rights to be concerned.
Esan Jahanandish suspects the Strata Council has its own reasons to be reluctant to let people back into the building.
They may have some safety concerns, but I think most of the concerns is about the value of the property and how they can sell it or rent it.
A representative for the builders indicated that there may be further updates on the situation over the weekend.
George Roberts reporting.